When the International Olympic Committee chose its new president last month, it bypassed a Canadian candidate, Dick Pound. Commentator Frank DeFord blames his defeat on the IOC's outgoing president.
We know now that it was the final bit of deceit and backstabbing in the corrupt reign of Juan Antonio Samaran. As the old Franco-fascist left office kicking and screaming, he had the Olympic Museum named after himself, a statue of himself erected in Moscow, and a new Olympic medal struck in his own honor, calling himself the Great Unifier. Then he had it orchestrated in the best banana republic fashion to become honorary lifetime president. Moreover, while decrying anyone else's politicking and denying that he would ever do such a dastardly thing, Samaran worked ceaselessly to make sure that Pound was not elected to succeed him. And he won again when his handpick, Jacques Rogge of Belgium, was the overwhelming choice to follow Samaran and perhaps to be his puppet. Samaran owed virtually all of his success to two Americans. Peter Ueberroth of Los Angeles showed how games could make money, and soon every wannabe world city was bidding. Then Dick Pound brilliantly negotiated sponsorship and television contracts. Samaran depended on Pound for everything, even named him to chair the Olympic Centennial, the Olympics coin program. When Samaran could no longer pretend that drugs weren't a problem, he told Pound to handle it. When the simmering internal scandals involving Samaran's scoundrels finally erupted at Salt Lake City, he put Pound in charge of cleaning out those Augean stables. As much as Samaran needed Pound, in the end, to actually save his tarnished hide, he grew bitter that the Canadian wouldn't be another of his bootlickers. Many of Samaran's sycophants came to despise Pound for doing the hard work, for punishing the culprits. Pound has not spoken to Jacques Rogge since the shameful election. He faxed his promise to temporarily stay on as head of the World Anti-Doping Agency, but he has written sponsors to beware an IOC that seems bent on abjuring the reforms that Pound was responsible for. And most sponsors believe Dick Pound, not the IOC. Pound will not stay on unless given autonomy as a negotiator. Rogge can't do that. Go, Dick, go, leave these petty ingrates and take your talents elsewhere. In fact, the United States Olympic Committee is looking for a new CEO. There's nothing in the USOC Constitution or the Amateur Sports Act that requires the post to be held by an American. Dick Pound is almost surely the most effective sports executive in the world, and the USOC should at least inquire if he'd be interested. But that would be too radical in the Olympic world to actually seek the best person. And anyway, Dick Pound is too good for the Olympics. It's just a shame that despite it all, he still loves them so and wants them to be good and decent.
The comments of Frank DeFord, the senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.